All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Beach Bars and Guitar Show. I am your host, Johnny Rustler. So thanks for tuning in. And ladies and gentlemen, today we got ourselves musically a special treat going on. We are going to do, since we are just about to drop Rock in the Ozarks, and hey, you might even be hearing this during Drop Rock in the Ozarks, which we are going to be broadcasting from right here. I will be, I think, doing some stuff on Shore Life and, you know, it'll be carried on over to Beachfront where we are, you know, two stations that we broadcast on, but we're going to be doing stuff there. But in preparation from that today, here's what we're going to do. I am going to play music from everybody who's playing Drop Rock the Ozarks. And I'm going to play music from a couple guys that couldn't make it just because of health concerns. So if it was, you're going to be part of it and it was part of it, we're doing Drop Rock in the Ozarks. And for those who that are there in spirit. And I got something awesome to tell you. We're going to have a new feature. I accidentally typed in, I was trying to type something in Facebook like the Beach Bum Band, and I typed in Beach Buddha. And I found this thing called the Beach Buddha Coffee. So I reach out, and what do you know? It's a new friendship that is happening right here. And ladies and gentlemen, I ordered some of this Beach Buddha coffee. It's phenomenal. So we're going to be checking in with Chris from the Beach Buddha Coffee, which after you hear it, you're going to want to do it. And he's going to be doing like a weekly, bi-weekly feature of coffee-inspired recipes, drinks, cocktails, deliciousness. And finally, because I didn't have a chance to get to him, we're going to be talking to Mike from Salty Vibes, who, by the way, actually, right now, Mike, not even kidding, I'm wearing a Salty Vibes shirt. They got the best. I got to get more, too, actually. I want more of the tiki ones. But they got the new tiki design. It's great. But anyways, we're going to be checking into Mike. He's going to be talking about Pasta Grill down there in Tampa. So let's get it kicked off. Tacos, tequila, and drop rock.
All right. Make it spicy.
Uno, dos. Uno, dos. What's up, taco? And we were almost to the weekend, but it's just another Tuesday creeping by. I know it's only three, but I'm leaving. 'Cause there's a little cantina I know. I'm getting hungry and I'm ready to go. I want tacos, tequila, and dry fries. I need to get me through the day. Chris Michelle and a greasy meat, Jose Cuervo and a drop rock beat. I want tacos, tequila, and drop rock. Hey. Well, I've tried whiskey, women, and but all I got was a broken heart. Yes, I've tried bourbon and blues and Beale Street, but all it did was just get me down. I gotta head back to Spicy Town. I want tacos, tequila, and drop rock. That's what I need to get me through. A little salsa, something light, a steel pan and a conga line. I want tacos, tequila, and drop rock.
So I forgot to mention, go to DonnieBrewer.com because we are making this awesome video for Tacos Tequila in Trop Rock. So go there. Now, I know some, I've seen some footage from some people from the Chicago Paradise Club putting it together. Ooh, it's looking good. Now, listen, you got to go there and do it right. There's instructions, like simple as in do your camera landscape. Otherwise, it won't work. But go there, DonnieBrewer.com. Get the song. Listen to it. I think the words might even be posted up there. We need videos of you eating tacos, drinking tequila, and lastly, singing along with the words Tacos, Tequila, and Trop Rock. And you can be in the video. So I forgot to say that. Just wanted to bring it up. I wanted to mention it. So that's that. All right, let's go and continue our Trop Rock in the Ozarks special with a little Steve Hopper for you.
Well, I took my songs to Nashville, paid some dues, muscle shows. I spent a few years in Memphis and a few more out on the road, but one day that road ended up down here, where I finally made it after all these years. I'm playing my songs on a low bar stool, got a nice cold beer and $1 million view, 'cause I'm the star of a tiki bar. Everybody said I was gonna go far. Now I'm playing every night to sold out crowds. If everybody can see me now, I admit I've got it made. Singing sunset serenades, I'm a star. I'm the star of a tiki bar. Now the tiki bar starts filling up as the sun starts going down, and I walk in with my old guitar. I say, come on, y'all gather round, and I'm living the dream here in paradise. I wouldn't leave, no, I wouldn't think twice. My jar is full and my drinks are free. So tell me, who wouldn't wanna be me? I'm the star of the tiki bar. Everybody said I was gonna go far. Now I'm playing every night to sold out crowds. If everybody can see me now, I admit I've got it made. Singing sunset serenades, I'm a star. I'm the star of a tiki bar. I was gonna go far. Now I'm playing every night to sold out crowds. And if everybody can see me now, I admit I've got it made. Singing sunset serenades, I'm a star. I'm the star of the tiki bar. I'm a star.
That would be Steve Hopper. And let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, he will be playing. He is Thursday at Trop Rock in the Ozarks. and he will be playing the Land Shark Bar and Grill from 8 to 10. And right before him is David Baker. So I got to get myself some David Baker music for you queued up here in a little bit too. But yeah, Steve Hopper. And then next, then we move on to Friday. And Friday, there is the Pirates and Poets. John Burns, he puts that together. John Boy, you may know him as. And this feature is going to be Bob Carwin, Rick Lamb, and Eric Erdman. So we're going to kick it off with a little Bob Carwin right now. How about, since I love the video, let's do a little I Know You.
You can go on with your bad self. You put yourself respect up on the shelf. You can't pretend that you're someone else, but I know you. Yes, I know you. You won't last long in that scene, I'm telling truth. I'm not being mean, you think you like but I know you. Yes, I know you. When the shine wears off, you'll be standing there, stranded in the middle of nowhere. You think there's no one to rescue you, but I'll come running, cause that's what I do. Cause I know you. Yes, I know.
Started now, all hands on deck. Prairie Team, drink with me. Let's get shipwrecked. Stay here by the ocean. You know I never want to leave. Trop Rock, wanna put you in a tropical state. Steel pans and island bands, just let the music take you away. So rendezvous with all the crew, everybody dance in the sand. Let's man the rail, it's time to set sail. You know you're in the heart of Parrot Headland. All hands on deck. Get this party started now. With lanyards round your neck. Hey, Parrot Heads, let's get this party started now. All hands on deck. Raise your glass and share a team. Drink with me. Let's get shipwrecked and stay here by the ocean. No, I never want to leave. All hands on deck. Let's crank it up now. Come on, everybody. Then you drown your net. You know what I'm talking about. Let's get this party started now. All hands on deck.
Picking up the sidewalk with your phone in your hand. Stop to check your heel by the newspaper stand. I'd like to think that I could be a part of your plan, but I know. You stopped at the coffee shop on Jackson and 8. Picked up a donut and a cafe au lait. You never had a reason to look over my way. I know I'm just a bird on a power line. Nothing to you, just another one of 100 or 2. I can't help watching everything you do. I'm like a bird on a power line. Myself, but what would I say? My mind is empty as you're walking away. It's murder living with these crows another day. Still I know I'd fly right to you, but I'm still as a stone. Just like the statues I spend my Wednesdays on. You brought heaven here with you, and now that you're gone, I know I'm just a bird on a power line. Nothing to you, just another one of 100 or 2. I can't help watching everything you do. I'm like a bird on a power line. I wish that I hadn't seen you today. It's hard to take. I wish that I could look away, but it's a hard habit to break for a bird on a power line. Nothing to you, just another one of 100 or 2. I can't help watching everything you do. I'm like a bird on a power line. I can't help watching everything you do.
So there you go. That would be a piece of the Pirates and Poets. With, you know, John Boy puts that one on, who is, you know, very active in the Trop Rock Music Association. And, you know, a lot of craziness going on there. And you know, I think things are starting to come together. And it's pretty cool that he's part of it. By the way, hear that? This is a coffee drink that we'll be talking about in just a little bit with Chris from the Beach Buddha Coffee. But I made an iced version of it. It's so, it's so good. It's so good. And I got the hot one coming up next with Chris here. So anyways, that's what we got. That's Pirates and Poets. And then, ladies and gentlemen, right after that, Poolside. This is Poolside now. We're talking Friday. So Pirates and Poets, Trop Rock and the Ozarks from 11 to 1. That's, again, with Bob Carwin, Rick Lamb, Eric Erdman, which you just heard. And then right after that, the beautiful, talented Erica Sunshine Lee. Now, here's what's killing me. I might even try to call her in a little bit. She's been up here for a week, and I have not been able to get together with her. We have a song, two songs we wrote here. Well, actually, she wrote one. I'm playing on one. But regardless, we got it, and I still haven't actually seen her. So she's in right like 40 minutes from me right now. But yet, I'm going to have to go to the Ozarks before I can get in touch with her. Crazy busy schedules, which is okay, coming out of this COVID craziness. That's all I got to say. So anyways, here's a little Erica with her brand new fantastic song, Single for the Summer.
To bring no sand to the beach, I'm fine getting by on my own two feet. In the sun, in my comfort zone, rubbing on my copper tone. Ain't nobody blowing up my phone. Gonna be single for the summer. Ain't nobody tying me down. Feeling so much better. I'm free as a bird. If I want to, I can flirt. Mr. Fella dressed in yellow. Yeah, you cute, ain't you her? Gonna be single for the summer. Ain't nobody tying me down. Just the strings on my bikini. Dang, I'm gonna take it easy. Cut the anchor. I ain't trying to drown. Sunsets with no regrets, just let my skin keep getting more brown. Gonna be single for the summer, do whatever I wanna do now. Just cause I'm alone, don't mean I'm lonely. I'm making new friends and freedom was good on me, babe. Gonna be single for the summer, ain't nobody tying me down. Just the strings on my bikini, dang, I'm gonna take it easy, cut the anchor, I ain't trying to drown. Sunsets with no regrets, just let the skin keep getting more brown. Gonna be single for the summer, ain't nobody gonna tie me down. Trying to drown. Sunsets with no fear.
It was a beautiful Sunday morning in the Shore Acres community of Brick, New Jersey. The aromatic smell of fresh brewed coffee filled the air and trop rock music was playing in the background. With a fresh cup of coffee in his hand, he headed to the beach. Sitting in the sand on the edge of the crystal clear water with the waves rolling over his feet, he was immediately filled with inspirational thoughts. It was at that moment the Beach Buddha was created. The vision became as clear as the water that inspired his thoughts, and shortly after, he began to meet with coffee roasters from all over to find that perfect blend. Beach Buddha Coffee Company was born. Join the Beach Buddha Coffee culture. Coffee, music, and inspiration. Check out their Sunrise, Sunset, and Coconut Bay roasts, as well as their unique gift sets at beachbuddhacoffee.com.
Beach Buddha Coffee. The best roast from coast to coast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the air, right here with us, my new caffeinator. That's what I'm going to call it, because I love this stuff now. Chris from Beach Buddha Coffee.
What's up, Johnny Russell?
So, man, now I know I told you before, but for the people listening, I got to tell you, I stumbled upon Beach Buddha Coffee on accident. I was actually going to, since, you know, the Beach Bum Band, I was trying to type in Beach Bum Band, and instead, Beach Buddha Coffee popped up. And I was
like, that means my partner's doing his job.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
And then I was like, what is this? I got to check this out. I'm like, what's this? The Beach Buddha. And yeah, and then I found that out. And then, as I realized that you were like part of the, becoming, or part of, I should say, the Trop Rock family. Like you were saying that you're, on radio Trop Rock and stuff like that. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So, I mean, all by accident. And here we are.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. And it was the greatest thing to get the call from you. And, you know, we're really pushing hard for this. We love it, you know, and Trop Rock and the beach and the lifestyle and the whole thing is, you know, it's a big part of me, you know, and then when I got my partner involved, he quickly realized how much important it was to me, and he jumped on the bandwagon, and now we're just, you know, we've got a goal and we've got a focus, and we're all in. We're ready to do a lot of great stuff with the Trop Rock community.
And right now in my hand, I have the Coconut Bay Roast.
Nice.
Okay, I'm going to sip it right now. It's going to sound weird, but for the people, I need the people that are going to listen and get this coffee to understand. Listen. Oh, God. Dude, it's so good. Now, when you told me that the aroma of this Coconut Bay Roast was going to just light up my house, you were not kidding. I mean, I could smell the coffee and the coconut, and then I am in love with this coffee. And people that know me know that, like, I'm one of those guys where they're like,
caffeine will kill you!
So, like, but this is awesome. And I'm the guy, I'm a coffee snob. I'm not kidding. Like, I will grind my own beans. That's why when I ordered from, beachbuddhacoffee.com, when I ordered, I got the whole beans. That's how I am.
A lot of people are doing that. That's becoming our best seller now. I mean, a lot of people were quickly realizing have the grinders, love the freshness of it. There's no difference in the freshness whether we grind it or you grind it, because we grind it fresh and get it right to you. But a lot of people are doing it, and we're happy about that, because that makes it even better, you know, to grasp the flavor in a Coconut Bay especially.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. So, all right. Now, this is – I always wonder these things, okay, because I'm just sitting here in my basement studio, hoping that, you know, in my mid-40s, hoping that one day my dreams will come true. And I just, like, how do you go from, you know, because you're in Jersey, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jersey Shore. Right, so, I'm sitting looking at the beach right now.
That's awesome. So, like, how does it happen? Like, how do you get the beans? How do you do it? Like, how does it happen? I have no clue. Like, I've always thought these great things, like, man, I'd like to start a new rum, or, hey, I'd like to do a coffee business. And that's as far as it goes. How do you make it happen? Like, that's the thing that impresses me. You go from an idea to here it is, man. I'm drinking the coffee right now. Like, how does that happen?
Beats the hell out of me. No, I'm kidding. You know, I don't, you know what? It's funny to say that because it happened fast, and here it is. It's real. It's live. And two things happened. What's really made it big for me is, you know, I used to sit on the beach. I still sit on the beach, but I was sitting at this particular beach in New Jersey, Vinard Beach, and I would go there every day with my cup of coffee and just love life, sit there and in this beach chair, and I would always wear my fedora, and I would start writing these inspirational quotes, just whatever came to my head. And I would send it out to my friends that were all working, because I'm also in the entertainment business, but I was an avid coffee snob, like you would say. And yeah. You know, I'm sending these things out and everybody's getting jealous. I'm sending a picture of my coffee cup, like over my feet. And then it just transpired. Then I started to take my sunglasses and put it on my fedora and put the coffee cup next to it and take that bottle of water and just for fun, but not realizing what was actually brewing. So one of my dear friends sent a text back and said, "What are you, the Beach Buddha?" You know, and it just, a light went off. And I said, "You know what? Son of a gun, yes, I am." And so another friend of mine then came back to me, and I was just telling him about it. And they're like, "Chris, you are a Beach Buddha, man. You can be anything you want." and it's true. And I started to think about it. So I started to research coffee and the growers and the commodities and roasters and the different types of beans and distribution. And, you know, I had pages and pages of notes. Now, it would be impossible to do it all by myself.
Yeah.
So my partner, Joe Leo, who is also in the entertainment business, we're entrepreneurs, as you can tell, and he has two different businesses. He has his MBA in marketing, which there's nothing this guy can't do.
That's awesome.
And he also has a travel business. So he specializes in cruises and things. So I started talking to him one day. He's like, "Well, Chris, let's do it." And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what? I can't afford to pay him, you know, for his services. So I'm like, "You're going to be my partner. How do you feel about that?" He's like, "I'm in, man. Let's do it." You know, and we just, you know, I showed him all the research I did up to that point, and we started traveling, you know, all over to see different roasters and taste different beans and smell and touch and understand the whole concept and the process. And then we stumbled upon one buyer that we felt comfortable with, and then we stumbled upon a facility that we felt comfortable with that had the right equipment, the right programming, and then we developed our roast. Our roast is proprietary to our company. No one else has our roast. Our Coconut Bay is our roast. Our Sunrise roast, our Sunset roast is ours. You know, it's our own blend. And then it just started to happen. And I had a focus of this. You know, the logo came together and it became the Beach Buddha. And I said, "This is, you know," and you know, Boomer Blake is a dear friend of mine.
Yes.
And
me too.
I called him for some, yeah, and that was really cool. It seems like everybody knows each other. And I called him for some advice about the Trop Rock community. And I think I kind of got to him a little bit because I was like texting him all kinds of day and night and questions. And, you know, and then he wrote our jingle for us, which was on money, man. I was so happy about that. And it just took off. And
wait, I haven't heard the jingle. Where's the jingle?
Oh, man. Well, the jingle's on our website. The jingle I can send to you right now. I thought I sent that to you, man. What the hell's the matter with me? I'm slacking.
No, that's awesome. I totally got to hear it, especially Boomer did it.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And it's, you know, our tagline is the best roast from coast to coast. And then, you know, he introduced it with, you know, your own sip of Island Time and, you know, sitting in your beach chair. It was just money the way it was all done. You know, it was well thought out.
Yeah.
You know, we added a couple things and here we are, man. And I'm really happy and proud to be talking to you, which means to me that this is the right thing. And my goal is to make this our only thing.
So
yeah, I really want to embrace it.
I have so many questions. So when you traveled around, did you go to so I have a friend who is he's just a roaster over here. You know, that's his business. He's a roaster for different companies. And,
right.
And you wouldn't even know it's there, man. It's in an industrial park kind of thing. And,
right.
But, you know, he goes they hire him, I guess, because I don't know the coffee biz. And he goes, like, he had to go to India one time to try different bean samples, you know, different, like, down to, I think Costa Rica, and did that stuff. So did you do all that? Did you go all over like that to find the beans?
We do go all over, but a lot of stuff we have shipped over in special sealed bags as a commodity, and then we taste it, and then we get with the buyers, and we go from there. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. There's a lot of travel involved, and there's also, you know, a lot of shipping involved until you get it right.
Yeah.
So, and we did, and there's a lot of tasting involved. We didn't sleep, my partner and I, for many weeks because we were so caffeinated.
That's all.
You know, just tasting roast.
And that's, I don't sleep now anyways. I have the weirdest sleep schedule. So like coffee, I'm not, dude, I am not kidding when I say this and people think I'm nuts. I probably do 2 or 3 pots a day. And then, which is probably why I don't sleep that great anyways. And then like days, like after I have gigs, I'll do the 2 or 3 pots and then just maybe need to top it off with an energy drink. I told you, and people are like, dude, you're the last guy that needs to be caffeinated. And I know that, but I can't help it because it keeps me moving, man. I love it. And I'm trying to think because you got the different packages. I'm trying to think which package I got. I got the Coconut Bay Roast one, and I think I got the Sunrise.
You did. Let me, actually look it up and find out right now.
Cause I'm telling, so, and dude, this is a great deal. Do you care if I throw out the great deal out there? I'm just going to tell people what it is. This is just what this is a great deal. So you get 2 bags of coffee. You get, this is the Sunrise one. You get the coaster with the logo, which I love the logo, a cup, and it looks like a K-cup thing, or it's the K-cup.
It is a reusable K-cup.
The reusable K-cup, that's what I was trying to go with. And $31. I mean, like, that's awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we want it. Yeah, no, that's correct. And we also have promo codes for first time buyers and discounts. You know, we wanted it to be as affordable as possible. It's not your $8 bag of coffee because it's a specialty coffee and there's a lot that goes into it, which people don't realize. And my job now is to educate people on coffee and to swing them to my brand and have brand loyalty. We want to be a coffee culture community where, you know, there's a company, I don't know if you ever heard of Surf Taco.
No, but I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, that's a Jersey company. And Surf Taco is like, they've created a community. You know, you're into the beach, you're a surfer, you're this, you're that. And that's what goes into your mind when you want to eat something, you know. And we want that branding. We want that, you know, that's what we want. We just want people to anyone is associated with the beach, Trop Rock, and coffee lovers, and we want to think, I got to have my beach food. I want it to be your escapism coffee, you know.
That's, you know, so I have this big, this is crazy, but I have this big dream goal. So a long time ago, I mean, I'm talking a long time ago, I went and saw Paul Simon. And Paul Simon, his show had, so the pre-party, so to speak, and I don't mean the parking lot like Buffett. I mean, in the venue, he had different cuisines from all his influence. He had different drinks, different, not just your typical, you know, $12, $13 beer. It was like the cuisines. And at the time, it was affordable. I don't know if it would be even doable. But I want that for, like, these Trop Rock. So, like, when we go play Trop Rock in the Ozarks. Like, I would love there to be a, you know, Beach Buddha coffee stand. And, you know, like.
Well, that's our goal.
Yeah.
And, that's our goal.
And like a Surf Taco, like, I don't know them, but like I'm saying, like, if that's the thing, cause that would be, that's cool. And then we have, you know, it would be going to all these larger events and it's there. Cause I'm telling you, I am a coffee guy and my wife has always been, how can I say this? A friend or a big fan of the Bucks that have a star. And I'm not,
right.
And I'm not, you know what I mean? Like I $15 bags of coffee that, and then you have this, that whole package. This has got to be some of the best damn coffee I've ever had in my life. I'm not just saying it cause you're on the air. I try to tell people that I'm not just saying it. You know what I mean? Like this is,
right.
This is good. I mean, this Coconut Bay thing, I'm addicted.
Well, we have people, you know, it's funny. We have people that are ordering the Coconut Bay back to back to back, which is what we want, of course. And we want people to be honest. And we, you know, the reason we give you the coaster and we put it, you know, we have a couple of different types of packaging. Not only do we want you to be drinking our coffee, we want, when I said before about a culture, we want you to be part of our image and our culture. We want you to be in our shirts. We want you to be drinking out of our mugs. We want you to have your coffee drink, if you will, make an, we'll talk about that in a minute, but on your coaster. You know, we just want you to live it. We want you to, like, you know, no different than some people are passionate about Chevy or passionate about Ford. We want you to be passionate about our coffee, the Beach Buddha, and feel like you know it. And we want you to know him. We want you to have personal relationship. That's why we're going to keep it real. We want to talk to everybody. We encourage it. You know, call me. Just say you love the coffee and introduce yourself. I don't care. I'll answer the phone. My partner will get to you. We'll get to you.
Yeah, it's cool. Hey, so is the logo one of you guys? The logo for people, if you go to, you first you got to go to see the Beach Buddha either on Facebook or online. And there's the logo has somebody sitting on a beach chair with a cup of coffee. And since you told me the story, right, is that you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out. It.
Yeah, it is. And that is actually a pretty good rendition of one of the sunsets on the beach that I was sitting on. It again, the logo started as a joke. My good friend who actually lives on that beach, his girlfriend at the time was an artist, and she came out with her pad and just started sketching. And gave a couple different ideas, and I looked at it, and I just kept it. I took a picture of it, and I kept it in my phone archives, and said, I'll do something with this someday. And then I sent it off with my partner, and I talked about ideas, and we sent it off to a graphic artist. And a week later, it came back beyond our expectations, beyond. And everything is going to be that, you know, that logo.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I had a feeling. There's the band. I don't even have the song ready yet, but we got a new song coming out called The Bucket List, which is a good bucket list about drinking beers, about getting through on a bucket of beers. You know what I mean? I know it sounds the other way, but that's what it's about.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great play on words. Yeah, I love it.
I actually have the shirt already designed, and the guy who designed the shirt, like, I let him just go with it. You know when you let an artist do your thing? Like, I can do stick figures pretty good. That's about it.
Right.
But I was like, hey, go with it. And I was thinking, like, in my mind, I was thinking, like, not as detailed, just like a beer and blah, 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 or something like that, that would look in a palm tree. And he came back with the logo that he basically put me on the beach chair with a bucket list. You know what I mean? With a bucket of beers next to me and a guitar. I was like, whoa, way more detailed than I would put in. And when I'm looking at this, I'm like, I'm telling you, I bet I know this is Chris. This logo is Chris. I know it. So, which leads me to, I want to explain what we're going to do now on Beach Bars here. We are going to do now, a lot of people do a lot of different drinks. There's boat drinks and beers and whiskeys and all that stuff. As a matter of fact, one of my friends, her name's Beverage Bev, is making a Irish whiskey drink called the Rustler. But this, we're going to do coffee drinks. So
nice.
I'm excited with it because I want to have your coffee along with, you know, like your drink recipe that you would use. So I don't know. Do you even have one on you yet?
Yep, we do. It's funny you said that because my partner and I were talking about it yesterday, and we want to call it the Coffee Cup Caravan, and we want to have people making these drinks all over the country showing us pictures so we can just line them up and show everybody show the world what people are drinking.
That's awesome. So what's
Coconut Bay Coffee.
Okay, here it is. I'm ready. I'm trying to get, since you said Coconut Bay, I'm trying to get in the mood.
You take the Coconut Bay Coffee. You brew that Coconut Bay Coffee up. You get the aroma of the coconut, get the aroma of the coffee. After you brew it up, then you put it on ice. Then you shake it up in your shaker just to get it cold brewed. Then after you do that, then you take a shot of Kahlua, and you take a shot of what I like now is the Key West Smuggler's Whiskey. Bang. You shake that up really good. If you like it, you put a little whipped cream on top, and then you put a little lime in there, and you're good to go. It is unbelievable.
Ooh, that sounds so good. I have my new afternoon drink. See, I'm going to be all in the mood dancing. Ooh, that sounds awesome. By the way, I'm not going to lie.
Well, let me ask you a question, Johnny. Not for nothing. Let me ask you a question. Now, you just said you have your new after-dinner drink.
Yep.
You are a Trop Rocker, right?
Yep.
You're a legendary Trop Rocker. We are entering the Trop Rock business and the community. So in all due respect, what the hell do we need to wait for dinner for that for?
Oh, no, no. I used to do this. I told you, like, I'm weird about a snob. I would do a cappuccino. I have a cappuccino maker with a frother. And
I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that. And then so I would wait till the afternoon to have, like, the heavier stuff, or, you know, like, with dinner to have the drink, because mainly because I have the twins running around here. So I'm trying to, like.
Oh, well, that's a different story.
That's the main reason why I wait. So, otherwise, I used to be like the Bloody Mary mimosa. Oh, back when the living was good, man. Woo!
Now the living is still good. It's got a different good living now.
Yeah, exactly. But, so that's, yeah, so now I try to wait till the afternoon. But this, and I have it recorded, I have all the ingredients, too. So, I think I'm going to have to try it, make it, and then report back.
Nice. I encourage it. I want to know. That, Beach Buddha needs to know what Johnny Russell thinks.
That is awesome. So, all right, man, before I let you go, tell everybody everything and where you can go to get this. Because I'm looking at them now. You got the Sunrise Roast Sampler, the Sunrise Roast Regular, all these awesome. The Coconut Bay Sampler. I mean, these samplers are pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. Whole bean, ground, shirts. You got it all, man. So tell everybody where you go get this stuff.
You can find the Beach Buddha Coffee Company at www.beachbuddhacoffee.com, or you can get on our Facebook at The Beach Buddha at Facebook. Of course, we're on Instagram and Twitter, but, you know, go to Facebook or the website first. You can call us at 866-762-6333 and extension 801 or 802 to get to me or my partner. If we're not on the beach drinking our coffee, watching a sunrise or sunset, we'll talk to you, but we'll always get back to you. And we look forward to seeing you, man. We want people to not just buy it. We want people to live it. We want to be the Tommy Bahama, the Jimmy Buffett, the Bob Marley, whatever of the coffee community and the Trop Rock community. We want to be your coffee, your name.
And as I said, I'm a coffee snob and I'm 100% behind it, man. That's why I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. So, this is fantastic. And, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have a Beach Buddha segment every show now. That's how much I love it. So,
Johnny, I can't say how much this means to me. This is so exciting and so ready to go. Just like, this is awesome.
I know, I'm telling you. So now I'll tell you my plans in a second here. Let me just say bye to everybody. So go get the coffee, drink it up. Trust me, I'm telling you, if you like coffee, if you don't like coffee, you will like coffee. This is the most amazing thing. Now, I haven't had the other ones yet. The bags are sitting there. But I'm 100% on this, like, 1,000% on this coconut. Like, I love it. Love it. And so, but all right, Chris, man, thank you for calling in, man.
Johnny, thank you. I appreciate it.
And we'll be talking to you next week.
Fantastic. Look forward to it, man.
One cup of coffee, then I'll go. One cup of coffee, then I'll go. One cup of coffee, then I'll go.
Mind you lose me. No me love you bad and yet you won't be abused. Try treat you right but disappear, confuse me. Cannot complain cause you come fit through me. Say Susie, no mind you lose me. No me love you bad and yet you won't be abused. Try treat you right but disappear, confuse me.
cannot complain, cause you comfy lose me.
One cup of coffee, then I go. One cup of coffee, then I go. One cup of coffee, then I go.
Ooh, baby, child.
One cup of coffee, then I go.
She said,
I brought the money, honey, like the lawyer said to do.
Lord, run up and down, run up and down. Like the little girl, she a run up and down, run up and down, run up and down. Like the little girl, she a run up and down. You why my teeth is my teeth and my gum is my gum. Timmy tim tim, my tummy tum tum. Bitter to the belly, what is sweet to the tongue. Like the little girl, she a run up and down.
One cup of coffee, then I go. One cup of coffee, then I go.
Are you gone?
One cup of coffee, then I go. One cup of coffee, then I go. Said I brought some money, like your lawyer said to do. Ain't nothing funny, yeah, I'm still in love with you. I'm leaving you tomorrow. You'll cause me no more sorrow. One cup of coffee, then I'll go.
That was Ragamuffin, this is now Junior Gang. Telling every woman, paying on for them, man. I say, love him, give him something strong. And give that better, you make him galang. Love him to the last furlong.
Free Range Parrot Heads are having their second annual Trap Rockin' Ozark Fest happening August 13th through the 16th at the Margaritaville Resort in Lake of the Ozarks. Check out this lineup. You have Brent Burns.
It's a parrot at a rendezvous. Party with a purpose, yeah, that's what we do.
Tom Shepard and Colby McCabe.
I think I maybe might have drank too much. Cause this morning when I woke up, what the hell? There's feathers in my bed. Oh my God, I flocked a parrot head.
Johnny Brewer.
There's a little cantina I know. I'm getting hungry and I'm ready to go. I want taco, tequila, and trap rock.
Johnny Russell and the Beach Bum Band.
Baby, do you wanna stay with me down in Tijuana?
And John Burns with Pirates and Poets doing a poolside show. And our newest sponsor, Shore Life Radio. Shore Life's going to be out there attending the event, taking pics, making a video, selling merch, and doing giveaways. Plus many more musical acts. Check them out at their Facebook page at Trop Rockin' Ozarks Fest and at TropRockinOzarksFest.com. Register now and book your room ASAP at Trop Rockin' Ozarks Fest, my event. .com or check out their Facebook page, Trop Rockin' the Ozarks.
All right, back to the Ozarks. But that was Chris from the Beach Buddha. I am telling you, go get that coconut roast. He's right. It smells the whole house beautiful. I'm telling you. Anyways, back to Trop Rockin' the Ozarks. So next, who will be there and doing also the Outlaw Jam with us near the end on Saturday as well as Erica. But we got Jack Mosley, and the reason I'm saying that, he's got something real special planned for when he comes out, so you're not going to want to miss that going on. But he has got a great new song about aliens arriving in Key West, so he will be playing right after Erica from 3 to 5 poolside at Trop Rock in the Ozarks. So here we go, here's a little Jack Mosley and his brand new song.
The aliens landed in old Key West right around the time of Fantasy Fest. In the old graveyard, the ship came down. Three little green men headed out into town. They come to see if the stories were true, that we were taken from the oven just a little too soon. Well, it happens there was a parade that night, and those little green men had never seen such a sight. Boys with boys and girls with girls, and sights unseen on any other world. You'd think it'd be strange to see the little green men, but during Fantasy Fest, well, it's been right in. Nobody noticed the night when the aliens came, because in Key West only normal is strange. The inmates are running the asylum again. Nobody noticed the night when the aliens came. Well, it didn't take long till they filled right at home. Nobody noticed they were short, green and alone. Then at the corner of Duval and Caroline Street, somebody passed them a joint of medical weed. Now, alien physiology and THC would be like you and I doing acid and speed. They started chugging Guinness out at Irish Kevin's. Soon they forgot just where they were heading, so they each drank 17 Jaeger bombs, and they all got tattoos that said, I love mom. They studied anatomy at the Red Garter Saloon, then found a karaoke bar, sang Jimmy Buffett tunes. Nobody noticed the night when the aliens came, because in Key West only normal and strange. The inmates are running the asylum again. Nobody noticed the night when the aliens came. Just before dawn, they made it back to their craft with 3 pounds of weed and a bag full of swag. And as they flew off into the night, somebody heard them exclaim, Desdemona was right! Just beyond Pluto, they left a big sign saying, stay away from Earth, but folks are out of their mind. Nobody noticed the night when the aliens came, because in Key West only normal is strange. The inmates are running the asylum again. Nobody noticed the night when the aliens came. Nobody noticed the night when the aliens came.
There you go, a little Jack Mosley in on that one. So that will be wrapping up the poolside adventure of Trop Rock in the Ozarks on Friday. And then there's a dinner break and some drinking and all that good stuff that happens. And then we move into the North Winds. And from 7 to 9, with his brand new album produced by Donnie Brewer, Bob Carwin will be taking the stage. And man, I cannot wait to actually see that one happen. So, because I should be rolling in just about then too, because I'm getting there on Friday. So, and we're going to have the show there. The show will be there. So anyways, we'll be doing that. So let's do a little more Bob Carwin with Alan the Taxi Man.
If it's your first time on the island,
You gotta get yourself a guide. Someone who knows the ropes, who's connected on the inside. You don't want to drive yourself, but surely you'll be lost. They love to ticket the tourists, cause they know you'll pay the cost. You gotta call Alan the taxi man, circling the island in his big white van. He knows road town at the back of his hand. He's Alan the taxi man, yeah. He'll show you to a hotel where the president once stayed. He'll take you to a nightclub where the Latin dogs once played. And if you're craving roti, he knows just the place. He'll show you where the locals go with a smile on his face. You gotta call Alan the taxi man, circling the island in his big white van. He knows road town at the back of his hand. He's Alan the taxi man, yeah. Him an extra 20 bucks, he won't turn it down. You gotta call Alan the taxi man, circling the island in his big white van. He knows road down at the back of his hand. He's Alan the taxi man. He's Alan the taxi man, circling the island in his big white van. He knows road down at the back of his hand. He's Alan the taxi man, yeah.
Tropical girl, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tropical girl.
And that right there is Rick Lamb and the Fanatics. They will be closing out Friday night at Trop Rockin' the Ozarks. So they will be doing that. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we move into Saturday. Oh, yeah. So not only will I be broadcasting somewhere, I'm hoping poolside, with social distancing, of course. Not even kidding. But then from 11 o'clock, after everybody gets up, shakes off the night, does their, you know, whole thing, Aaron Schertz will be kicking off the poolside party. So, and then followed with that, Eric Erdman's jumping back up. And then we'll have Tom and Coley. So I'm going to give you a trio of songs from them real quick. So 11 to 1, Aaron Schertz. 1 to 3, you got Eric Erdman. And from 3 to 5, Tom and Coley. Ooh, that just gave me an idea for later on. I got to be talking to them later. So that's what's going on Saturday. So let's kick off that trio of music right now.
Under any old anywhere neon light, but they're just a little colder going down in a beach town. Ain't no place music ain't good for your soul, from a good cover band to that country radio. But you can't beat the way Buffett sounds in a beach town. Shark turning upside down, upside down. Yeah, we're close to heaven where we are right here, right now. We're here right now, and there's nothing like a party crowd in a beach town. Hey! Well, you can fall in love anywhere in this world. There's something about a sun-kissed summer girl. Get you falling faster than that sun sinking down in a beach town. So throw a line in that shark, turn it upside down, upside down. Yeah, we're close to heaven where we are right here, right now. We're here right now, and there's nothing like a party crowd in a beach town. Wherever I go on this pale blue dot, whenever I am and even when I'm not, part of me's always hanging round in a beach town. So throw a line in that shark, turn it upside down, upside down. Yeah, we're close to heaven where we are right here, right now. We're here right now, and there's nothing like a party crowd. Yeah, let me hear a party crowd in a beach town. Oh, in a beach town.
I could never say no to the bottle. Once I'm in, I'm all in. Life for me has always been full throttle, so I was sure that's the way mine would end. 'Cause I get carried away, sky is never the limit. I have to have more and more. Excess in space. But I just can't help myself. I get carried away. Found something to love inside of me that I wasn't even sure was there. Showed me what matters most by showing you truly care. Yeah, yeah. That's the day I crawled from the bottle. Left that old life in the ashtray. I still kept my passion for excess. Only nowadays I use it loving you, baby. And I get carried away. The sky is never the limit. I want you more and more. Excess in space. But I just can't help myself. I get carried away. Life is so uncertain, so I know it's urgent. I let you know. For all that you've done for me, I'll love you to the day. Six strong men come and I get carried away. I guess I'll finally see if the sky's the limit. Make my life a better place. So I'll be loving you, baby, until I get carried away.
Yes, yes, yes. And that wraps up the poolside. And then we move into the North Winds on Saturday. And they'll be kicking it off with Donnie Brewer. I think he's bringing a couple other people up too. So that's what's happening on Saturday. So let's give you a little more Donnie Brewer right now.
I know a place on an island far away where the cool cats from the jungle and the ocean come to play. And when they get together, sweet music by the bay. Hey! The monkey lays a funky beat down on a bamboo log. Dolphins slapping tails in time with the crickets and the frogs. Yeah, the king crab will catch a ring while the toucan sing this song. Singing, oh, 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 way, way, oh. Conga line, flamingos in the lead. Got the shark at the shipwreck bar. He's serving fruity drinks. The orangutan does this thing like you ain't never seen. Go, go. And he said, oh, 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 well, well. Plays marimba on Mr. Turtle's shell. And I don't know where the cow came from, but he plays a mean cowbell. Monkeys say, ooh, 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 ooh. Said, sing a little tune, howl at the moon, down at the blue lagoon. With the octopus, now he's the man, leads this rockin' tropic band, plays percussion and quadruple pans, he calls it the eight tentacle jam.
All right. And then, after you got good old Donnie Brewer, that's right. Next up, at Trop Rock in the Ozarks from 9 to midnight, we are doing the Beach Bum Band. That's right. Me and the boys will be up there playing. So, let me kick it off. This is the only place you can hear it right now. Me and Anchor Radio. Here is Kiss You in the Keys, our brand new single.
I want to kiss you in the keys. Sugar love to the sea. From Big Pot on down. I just want you hanging around. Got on that island hopper. Started heading south. That empty seat next to me. What was that all about? Got off that plane and hit that salty air. When I looked around, I saw you everywhere. And I can't wait to have you here with me. A few degrees. I wanna kiss you in the keys. From Sugarloaf to the sea. From Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging around. I wanna kiss you in the keys. From Fiesta to the sea. Southernmost once or twice. Beautiful face in this beautiful place. Kissing you's what I need. It ain't too hard to see. Steal your kisses on Smathers Beach. And just one more. A few degrees. I wanna kiss you in the keys. From Sugarloaf to the sea. From Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging around. I wanna kiss you in the keys. From Fiesta to the sea. Southernmost once or twice.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been missing this man. I have not been catching him in a while. And I'm actually, Mike, I'm wearing a shirt again today. I got another Salty Vibes shirt on from Salty Vibes, Mike, everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, my man?
Oh, not much. Just sitting here watching the sunset.
Yeah, we just had a big storm roll through, so I know I was supposed to have like band practice and stuff, but we power's out, all that stuff. Not for me, but for other people. So, you know, I'm doing all right. So
it didn't rain here today, but it can. You know, it can obviously this time of year here. You know, anytime and you know for a couple minutes or all day or whatever. But nice right now.
Yeah, let's see. I'm telling you, man, you got the. Well, I had the humidity. Now it's like you know post rain thing. But so hitting the beach bars part, you sent me the link to Pass a Grill. And I was like, all right, I can't say something yet. Let's say when I come down there for a visit one day, I definitely, there's a couple places I want to hit up, and Pass a Grill has got to be one of the places just from seeing it, because I see people play there. So you got to tell me about it. Just go ahead and tell me about it.
The beach bar, if you will, there, it's called Paradise Grill, and it's honestly kind of like a snack stand, and there's picnic tables out there, but they have alcohol in a bar and stuff, but it's literally right on, I mean, probably 5 feet from the water, if that.
Is it the bay or is it the golf?
Right on the beach.
Is it the bay or the golf?
The golf. Oh. No, it's on the golf. It's actually on the beach, yes.
Wow.
Pass a Grill is basically the southern part of St. Pete Beach. It's the same island. It's down there, and the beach in the little area is kind of thin. I mean, it's not far from the sidewalk to the water. So that's what's actually really nice. The water's really close. Like some beaches, like clear water, it's like you have to walk a half mile on the beach to get out to the water or whatever. So that's why I really like it. And there's several places down there.
So who have you seen play there? Because I know I see this. I see pictures every now and then. I'm trying to think who posts. There's somebody's always posts a picture over their microphone. And it's right there on the water. I don't know who it is. I can't remember. But I always see a picture of like, I got to play there.
You know, I've seen different people there. I can't recall who it was. I know I've missed like John Patty. And I know Sonny Jim has played there. So I've not seen him there, unfortunately. But yes, I know they play there.
It might have been one of those two guys who posted the picture, actually, when you said that. I was like, yeah, I think it might have been Sonny Jim. Who like does the rub it in photo, you know?
Yeah, right,
so do they have like a drink, like a beach bar drink specialty?
No, it's pretty much your normal kind of beach bar. I mean, obviously beers, but you know, the Bahama Mamas and Rum Runners and those types of things.
What do you get?
Mostly rum drinks. Yeah. And they have, you know, margaritas and stuff.
No. See, that's the kind of place when I go, I like those things anyways. You know, I like those tiki sweet drinks and all that stuff. So that would be my go-to. I would probably a Hurricane. That sounded really good right now.
The nice part about this particular area, too, it's very old Florida-ish. There's no big condos or big hotels or anything like that. It's, a lot of beach cottages, some bed and breakfast kind of places. So
that's nice.
And it's very thin from the ocean side over to the intercoastal. You know, it's not very far.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Cause I'll do the spring break, take my family down to Orange Beach, Alabama. And I love it down there. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, as soon as you go over this one bridge, you can just see those condos for miles. You know what I mean? Like, which I stay in one of them. So I'm not complaining, but it's just like, I would always wonder, like, man, what's it got to look like when it was just like houses and not these monstrosity condos out there? I bet it was beautiful, man. So that's cool. I cannot wait to go see that.
Yeah, that's why I keep thinking, like, you know, Jim Morris's song, you know, this old island. It's like, there's just too many condos and resorts in some places. It is the same way here.
Yeah, but hey, man, that's the economy. It keeps it going. Guys like me, the snowbirds that come down until we can live there. I'm stuck, man. I'm stuck.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take the no income taxes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I get it, man. No. I'm especially our taxes over here. Woo wee! But no one wants to hear that, man. That's a drinking song. That's a drinking song for real. So speaking of drinking songs, I'm working it up, man. I got a couple things I got to record, and then I'm demoing the song that you got the shirt for.
As a matter of fact, I've ordered everything to make them, to print them, and I should have them probably, I'll have them for you when you get back from the Ozarks.
That is going to be, I haven't said anything yet. So I don't know,
I know.
I think we're going to wait till it all comes out at once, right?
Sure.
Yes, it's a Salty Vibes Beach Bum Band secret. It's going to be so, dude, it looks so right. good. But it definitely involves t-shirts and definitely involves music. Speaking of t-shirts, I saw somebody online, can't remember who did it, but like the Salty Vibes Tiki shirt.
Yeah.
Because I love that one. I got to get a couple, different other ones. I love that one. And somebody else put on their thing, I saw it, they were like, oh, I love that new design. And I was like, yeah, buddy. So
yeah, I do a lot of work with Eric at Tiki Pod Radio, so it probably may have been on his website or something.
Yeah, I thought I saw that. So it's pretty good, man. That's pretty good stuff. So
well, the next one I'm doing, just I'll go ahead and put it out there. So I'm going to start it. It's going to be a guitar.
Oh, sold. Sold out. You know me, man. That's awesome.
You and a guitar. Yeah, that'd be an easy sell. Right.
Dude, you have to see. I have a guitar. This is so. I have a guitar being constructed, and all I got to say is flamingo. I met a guy in Texas who I'm going to have on the air, and he is making me a flamingo guitar. And it is all the ugly and gaudy that you can think of when you think of a yard flamingo guitar. That's that's all I could say right now. I might have to send you
a video I saw your video with Donnie Brewer, and you showing your guitars.
Yeah, no, that is my. I know he exposed me.
He did. Yeah.
He exposed me when he did all that. I was like, oh yeah. Because I usually keep that stuff kind of secret. And then I had some people go, I can't believe you did that. But I was like, you know, there are guys that go on fishing trips, buy a bunch of golf clubs, do all this stuff.
And
so I mean, you know, one day, my kids will inherit it, or you know, I'll get bad arthritis and I'll have to go, but for now, it's like it's like my pleasure dome. So I love it.
Yeah, you gotta have your thing. That's
so yeah. It's I love it, man. It's the way it goes. But this flamingo guitar, man, I'll send you. I was trying to find a picture actually right now. It's just when it's being made, it's gonna have LED lights, the whole nine yards. So
you're going over the top.
Oh no, it's not me. I just met the guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, I could do that for you. And he's got, an imagination, man. It's going way more than I was planning on it going, but I'm loving it. It's all good. So I'm like, let's just go with it. It'll be like a family heirloom thing. It really will be. I'm trying to find the picture. I got to send it to you. You'd be like, what? Let me see if I can find it. It's going to be so – I could say that nobody will ever have – a guitar like this. At least I don't think so. I'm trying to find the picture of it. Oh man. When I get it, I'll send it to you. I wanted to see if I could send it to you. You could see it and be on the air and go, oh my God, what is that? But yeah, I'll have to send it to you later. So
yeah,
it's cool, man. It's cool. It's going to be weird. So
yeah, when you guys get down here, I'll take you out to Pacific Grill. That was the general area I live. I don't live on the beach, but I live near the beach, so it's not too far from here. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Also, yeah,
I'm definitely take you out there.
It's gonna be. I'm planning on doing an extra day at least to hang out.
Okay.
So yeah, that'll be cool. I'm definitely taking an extra day so we can hang out.
All right.
And do the thing. So, but all right, man. I will let you go. But before I go, I got to tell everybody one more time that we got the code. The discount code. So go ahead, you can tell them one more time.
25% off for all the Beach Bars and Guitars listeners at saltyvibes.net. And just use the promo code BEACHBARS at checkout, and it's 25% off.
Look at that. That's awesome. Yep. That's the way it goes. All right, buddy. Well, I will catch you not next week because I'm going to be doing Ozark stuff, But after that, I'll give you another call.
I'll look for you on Boomer's Nation next week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll be there. I don't know where I'm going to be set up. We're going to be stationed at different places, but it'll be good. It'll be good. So, but all right, my man, thanks for talking to me. Mike from Salty Vibes, everybody.
Have a good evening.
Weatherman said it's gonna snow. It's time to pack my bags and go. Don't need much where the weather's fine. I just need the sunshine. These gray skies make me feel old. These old bones, they can't take the cold. One hot beach and a bottle of wine. I just need the sunshine. You can't make me learn to ski when I can lay here on the beach. I'm right down where I belong. Bye-bye till winter is gone. La 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 la. Now all these words, they take too much time. I just need the sunshine. Staying down where the wind blows warm. Always some kind of party going on. Tiki bar and boiled shrimp is fine. I just need the sunshine. You can't make me learn to ski when I can lay here on the beach. I'm right down where I belong. Bye-bye till winter is gone. La 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 la. A little reggae will make this song fine. I just need the sunshine. La 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 la. Sing it with me, here's the bottom line. I just need the sunshine. La 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 la. La 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 la. A little doctor making rum, just a shot is fine. Some salt air and sunshine.
Hit me again, bartender. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
La 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 la. Sing it with me on the bottom line. I just need the sunshine. La 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 la. La 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 la. Sing it with me for the very last time. I just need the sunshine.
Shine sweethearts and beach bums, constant waves and those steel drums. Leave your work boots far behind, follow the stars and you will find. Taking it easy, way to be. If you never been, then believe you me, you're gonna find a damn good time that you ain't gonna wanna leave behind. Jimmy Buffett cover band. Folks, if you're locked up in the land and you're just
wearing flip-flops.
Life's way better in flip-flops.
Round and round I spin you, right here by the water blue. Tiki torches and the stars are lighting up this little bar. Let it all go, girl, let's be parrot hit the night as the sea keeps crashing in wave after wave. You're never gonna find a better view, baby.
Dancing crazy in the sand to a Jimmy Buffett cover band. Folks, if you're locked up in the land, then you're just starting to understand. Round here the party never stops. Got me some good rum on the rocks.
Way better in flip-flops.
Life's way better in flip-flops.
Life's way better in flip-flops. Dancing crazy in the sand, oh, to a Jimmy Buffett cover band.
pulled into the island around 3:30. I'd driven all night and I was kind of thirsty. So I started at the Hawk's Breath, took myself a deep breath, and I walked up to the bar and I said, mojito. Well, the band was playing a little country music, so I raised up my cup and I said, I'll cheers to it. Then I left to catch the sunset, and that sky bloodshot red and made me forget about the all the traffic jams and the work back home. And I started to relax and let the rum flow. And I found somebody who was also alone, and we found ourselves lost singing a song. And it goes, mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mojitos. Mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mojitos. Kisses and lime on the rocks, and we made love like it would never stop. And I ain't quite been the same ever since, so I headed back to the bar and started drinking again. Mo 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 mojitos. Mo 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 mojitos. Well, I got back home and I went out on the porch swing, thinking about that weekend in the Florida Keys. And I got me some ice and I got me a blender, and I headed back to the islands working as a bartender, thinking, mo 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 mojitos. Mo 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 mojitos. Where's the bartender, bartender? Mo 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 mojitos. Mo 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 mojitos. Mo 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 mojitos.
Everybody meets down by the coastline, where the suntan children play. It's a beachcomber's church down by the coastline, where we thank God for every day we have down by the coastline. Thank God every day. There's a rebirth down by the coastline. The sea will wash your pain away. That's why
everybody meets
down by the coastline, where we cleanse our souls and play. Down by the coastline, down by the coastline, down by the coastline. We cleanse our souls and play. Coastline, baptized by sea and sand, at our beachcomber's church, down by the coastline, we are touched by God's own hand, down by the coastline.
our congregation in the sand. So everybody meets down by the coastline, where the suntan children play. It's a beachcomber's church down by the coastline, where we thank God for every day we have. Down by the coastline, down by the coastline, down by the coastline, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down by the coastline. Down by the coastline. Down by the coastline. Down by the
Oh yeah, and starting that set of music was Beth Travers and Joe Downing. That's wrapping up the Trop Rockin' the Ozarks set. They're going to be starting at 10 at JB's Boathouse. So go check that out. And that's Trop Rockin' the Ozarks, man. So go check it out. Trop Rockin' the Ozarks on Facebook. Get the full lineup of everything that's going on. If you missed the schedule or anything like that, it's going to be good. And we're going to be coming at you live from the Ozarks too. So that's, I'm going to be going there. We're going to be doing it with Shore Life and Millie and the crew. And you'll hear it there on Shore Life and on Beachfront Radio a little bit later. Oh, which reminds me, I got to do this. Let me just bring this down for a minute while we do this, because what I got to do is... That's right, ladies and gentlemen, end of the show. So we'll be catching you. Now, next week will be a replay, because I'm going to be at the Ozarks doing the Beach Bum Band gig along with recording some, you know, getting some live stuff there. So if you don't catch us, we'll be there. So tune in. Thank you. Check us out, Beachfront Radio on Tuesdays and Shore Life on Sundays. And as always, you can go to beachbarsandguitars.com and get all the past episodes that you might have been missing. So thank you for tuning in. This has been Beach Bars and Guitars. I'm still your host, Johnny Rustler. And we will see you in the Ozarks. Or we'll see you next week, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to thank Mike from Salty Vibes and Chris from the Beach Buddha Coffee. Delicious again. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great week, great weekend.